This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Israel said its forces intended to act against Hamas and other militant groups operating in the area. On Monday, medics said Israeli military strikes killed several Palestinians. The recent escalation comes with little hope of an end in sight to the war, as diplomacy efforts by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States have so far failed to close the gap between Israel and Hamas, whose leaders trade blame over the lack of a ceasefire agreement. According to two Egyptian security sources, neither Hamas nor Israel agreed to several compromises presented by mediators at talks in Cairo on Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The United Nations on Monday said humanitarian work in the Gaza Strip has taken a serious blow after Israel ordered a new evacuation in the center of the besieged territory. The Israeli military on Sunday ordered people to evacuate immediately a part of central Gaza, sparking a rapid exodus of civilians and displacing UN and NGO workers. The order affected 15 premises hosting UN and NGO aid workers, UN warehouses, a water desalination plant, medical facilities, including the Key Al-Aqsa Hospital, one of the few still operating in Gaza, it said. The death toll from devastating floods caused by relentless monsoon rains and overflowing rivers in Bangladesh has risen to 23, with around 1.24 million families stranded across 11 districts, officials said on Monday. As floodwaters recede slowly, many of the 5.7 million people affected remain isolated in an urgent need of food, clean water, medicine, and dry clothes. This is VOA News. Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine on Monday. Officials say the attack targeted energy and other critical civilian infrastructure in at least 10 regions, including parts of Kyiv. VOA's Flashpoint on Monday got an on-the-ground update from Anna Chernikova.
The attack was happening in waves, so there were a couple of waves, and attack was across the country, not only Kyiv and Kyiv region, but Kyiv and Kyiv region especially, and there are reports of damages, and there are reports of especially damages of the energy infrastructure, which was the main target across the country. And in Kyiv particularly, the attack was targeting Kyiv hydroelectric power plant and Kyiv dam. There is confirmation of damage of the plant, but there is no damage of the dam.
Hear more from Anna Chernikova on VOA's Flashpoint. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday denied any political link to the arrest of Telegram founder Pavel Durov, as the tech tycoon spent a second day in French custody following his surprise arrest at a Paris airport. Numerous questions have been raised about the timing and circumstances of Durov's detention, which a source close to the case said had been extended until Wednesday. The 39-year-old billionaire is accused of failing to curb the spread of illegal content on Telegram, which has over 900 million users. The company has rejected accusations. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging a federal appeals panel to revive ex-President Donald Trump's classified documents case, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A Trump-appointed judge threw out the case last month, saying Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith's team has now asked an appeals court to revive the case, arguing the decision to dismiss it was at odds with longstanding appointments practices in the Justice Department and elsewhere. But even if the court overturns the dismissal, there is no chance of a trial before November's election. And if Trump wins, he could appoint an attorney general who dismissed the case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump on Monday tied Vice President Kamala Harris to the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan as he paid tribute to 13 troops killed in a suicide attack on the third anniversary of their deaths. It was Trump who, as president in 2020, struck a deal with the Taliban for the United States to withdraw from the country, but it was President Joe Biden who, after delaying it by a few months, finally implemented the retreat in 2021, one of the administration's lowest points. Trump regularly slams Biden over it, but has pivoted to blaming Harris for White House policies decisions since Harris took over the Democratic ticket. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA